Muslim women searching for the great American mosque.
The general milieu of mosques in America is still Muslim women are not in their proper position yet, with different degrees of struggle and advancements, but definitely still the traditions of overseas is infesting the mosque situation here.
American-style gender equality, political freedoms, and traditions of religious tolerance are all driving the growth of Islam in America to place women in the role of religious reformers. What does that mean for gender dynamics for American Muslims? Removing the veil to get behind the mosques in America. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, December 29th. The discussion of gender dynamics in the growing American Muslim community later on in the hour. Also, a discussion of shrinkage in the airline industry causing no room for error because of this week's blizzard on the East Coast. It's Wednesday, December 29th. Celeste is out until the new year, and boy, she missed a week to miss, that's for sure. Let's get a check of the morning's top news, because weather is still at the top of the news this morning. We start with the ripple effect of this week's blizzard on the East Coast. A third of all the air traffic in the country either stops, starts, or intersects with New York City airports. And passengers that can't get out are having problems. Planes that landed didn't have gates to go to, so people were on the tarmac for hours. This woman was stranded at Newark Airport. She was lucky. She made it into a terminal. But where did she get to sleep? On a plastic crate.
We asked for a bed, but they say no, there is no bed. It was very, very horrible. I want to go in my home.
We're going to talk with one stranded passenger who has an extraordinary story to tell in just a moment. And the losses from the airline fiasco, at least $100 million, and weather-related problems have caused more than $100 million in damages for Florida citrus growers who've had to deal with a cold wave all this week. Let's move now to the political turmoil in Pakistan, where the U.S.-allied government is on the brink of collapse this morning. Two ministers have defected from the increasingly unpopular ruling party, and there are meetings going on right now urging them to rejoin. But if they don't, the government would be in danger of collapsing, and that move might signal the way for another military takeover in Pakistan. There have been many. Across the border in Afghanistan, the number of NATO troops killed there this year has reached 700. It's by far the deadliest year for NATO in the nearly decade-long war. Tens of thousands of additional soldiers poured into the country this year as part of the Obama surge. That in part explains the higher death toll. The previous high, though, was 504 killed, and that was just last year. A better outlook in Iraq, at least conditionally this morning, where officials say they will begin removing some of the hundreds of checkpoints across Baghdad due to improving security in Iraq. There are about 870 security checkpoints in Baghdad alone right now. It's almost over, the counting, the lawsuits, dispute in Alaska. Election officials there say they will certify the results of the U.S. Senate race tomorrow after a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit by Republican Joe Miller. Incumbent and write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski will officially be declared the winner. The political standoff in Ivory Coast continues, however, the latest effort to mediate that conflict, insisting that incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo step down, failed. Three African Union leaders left empty-handed. The case and the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Housing Index says this month's drop in housing housing prices erased all the gains made in 2010. It puts home prices at about the same level as exactly 1 year ago. Economists expect prices on homes to continue to decline through the middle of next year. Let's look at the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices mixed. Futures up. The Dow gets underway at 11,575. The S&P begins at 1,258. The Nasdaq starts trading at 2,662. Coming up this morning, we continue to look at the biggest stories of the year and what lies ahead in 2011. This hour, science. It was a great year for science. What do we look ahead to in 2011? And give us your story of the past few days. Was air travel, was the blizzard your big story? Go to thetakeaway.org and see how you can contribute. Coming up, air travel, terrifying stories, and a bad business model.